Hello, this is your Sun Sounds volunteer reader, Priscilla Corha, in Flagstaff with Northland Views. Today is March 19th, 2025. I'll be reading from Barbara Hagerman is Artist of the Month by staff reporter published on March 7th, 2025. The LVI Artist Association's Artist of the Month. Artist Association Artist of the Month for February was Barbara Hagerman, chosen for her watercolor painting, Blue Jay and Friends. If there's one thing that could be said for Hagerman, she likes to change it up. She loves exploring new media and ways to express her creativity. Her painting experience has included oils, acrylics, alcohol inks, stained glass, and taupe painting. Hagerman has been a resident of Sedona since 2012. Shortly after moving to Sedona with her husband, Jack, from Michigan, she learned about local artist Mark Vernesch, who was giving watercolor classes in her community, and this sparked a new interest. She discovered the Northern Arizona Watercolor Society and became a member and a juried member in 2016. She has also served in various board positions with NOS. Still wanting to expand her knowledge and skills, Hagerman joined EVA. She said that she enjoys EVAA because it includes all forms of art media, including watercolor, and is much more diverse in terms of artists. The Artist of the Month is exhibited at the Cottonwood Public Library for 2 months, where EVAA has an ongoing exhibit. EVAA artists can now display their art for sale in the cases of the library. Stop by to view the artwork. EVAA holds the monthly meeting on every second Thursday of the month from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Mountain View United Methodist Church, 901 South 12th Street in Cottonwood. Meetings are held from September through May, with no meetings during the summer months. If you are an artist or interested in the arts, please come to our meetings. The meetings include a short business session, selection of the Artist of the Month, a preview of the upcoming workshop, and a 45-minute program by one of the artists, along with time to enjoy the fun people in the organization. For more information, visit lvalartists.org. And that's the end of the article. SR 898 through Oak Creek Canyon reopened after snowstorm, closed highway and northbound Interstate 17. By Christopher Fox Graham, published on March 7, 2025. The Arizona Department of Transportation closed State Route 898 in Oak Creek Canyon from milepost 375 at Midgley Bridge to milepost 395 at the top of the switchbacks due to the winter storm, due to multiple vehicle side-offs related to winter weather conditions and heavy snowfall. A notice was issued at 12:37 p.m. on Friday, March 7th. Heavy snowfall in the area is making travel difficult, and ADOT encourages motorists to delay travel plans until the winter snowstorms pass. If conditions deteriorate, other highways may become impassable and be closed for public safety. Drivers should avoid traveling in these winter storm conditions that could result in highways becoming impassable for long periods of time. Those who choose to travel should be prepared to spend extended time on the road in winter conditions. Tracking the forecast from the National Weather Service and packing an emergency travel kit before traveling are among ADOT's safety recommendations. A full list of items to pack in a winter emergency kit is available at az.gov/no-snow. ADOT snowplows are working around the dot in affected areas. Motorists are recommended not to tailgate a snowplow. Leave 4 car lengths between the snowplow and your vehicle, and do not pass a snowplow. Let the snowplow clear the roadway of snow and ice, allowing for safer travel for everyone. Real-time highway conditions are available on ADOT's Arizona Traveler Information site at az511.gov. The AZ511 app, download for Apple or Android devices, or by calling 511. And that is the end of the article. Yavapai County Offers Diabetes Program, by staff reporter, published on March 8, 2025. Yavapai County Community Health Services will offer the Prevent T2 Lifestyle Change Program to Verde Valley residences. Prevent T2 is a part of the National Diabetes Program led by Center for Disease Control and Prevention and is proven to prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. The CDC estimates that more than 1 in 3 adults, 96 million Americans, have prediabetes. More than 8 in 10 adults with prediabetes don't know they have it. Prediabetes increases the risk of type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. In Prevent T2, participants work with a trained YCCHS health educator to learn the skills and strategies needed to eat healthier, become more physically active, manage stress, and overcome barriers that can get in the way of sustainable and lasting changes. Prevent T2 provides a supportive and motivating group setting where participants celebrate their successes and find ways to overcome obstacles. Prevent T2 will meet for 26 sessions over the course of the year and will be held on Wednesdays at the Cottonwood Public Library located at 100 South C Street in Cottonwood. Sessions will be held from 1 to 2 p.m. There is no cost to enroll in the program. To learn more about Prevent T2, please attend an information session on March 5th at 1 p.m. at the library. Prevent T2 begins March 12th. Interested participants can register at the first session. For information about Prevent T2 and other health programs, visit the county's website at healthyyavapai.com. Yavapai County Community Health Services provides leadership, information, and services that continue to contribute to improving the health and well-being of Yavapai County residents. Residents can optimize their health and well-being through grant-funded education classes provided free of charge. Please call Lindy Ploss at 928-634-6872 or email lindsayploss@yavapaiaz.gov to register for Prevent T2. And that is the end of the article. Sedona Winds renovates its memory care assisted living area, by Joseph K. Giddens, published on March 10, 2025. After about a year of work and around $200,000 in renovations, Sedona Winds Assisted Living in the village of Oak Creek unveiled a new 20-person memory support assisted living area with individual apartments that is branding as Elements on the afternoon of February 12th. Developing exclusively for SLS communities by industry experts with over 50 years of combined experience in dementia care, Elements is a unique approach designed to enhance residents' quality of life through engagement, empowerment, and trusted support, Sedona Winds spokesperson Terry Cohen said. Sedona Winds is a part of two companies called the Hampton Group and Senior Living Services, the latter of which was launched in 1998, that were founded to develop, build, own, and manage senior living communities and multifamily housing, a press release from Sedona Winds stated. Sedona Winds has always offered memory support, or memory care, is what is used to be called, SLS digital marketer Joseph Hayes says. We're pretty much renovated of all of our memory support communities through all of our SLS communities. This was one of our larger renovations, just redoing top to bottom. Before moving into Elements, each resident is required to undergo an assessment to create a personalized care plan with four levels of assistance and memory care available that can be adjusted to accommodate changing needs. Memory care focuses on early stages of memory loss. For some residents, the staff may simply lay out their clothes and provide a cue to start their morning activities. The Elements program encourages residents to interact with plants, get their hands in the dirt with gardening, and connect with nature in the outdoor common area. Elements also uses essential oils and aromatherapy in its dining program to stimulate appetite and the senses. The reason behind our green color scheme with these rooms is it's part of Elements as part of connecting back to nature, Hayes says. We're trying to bring in the environment. We do things with water and sound, which we encourage with food as well, also with our quarters, and once the weather turns, we encourage a lot of outdoor activities. Hayes says Elements is currently awaiting the installation of an aromatherapy system. Additional activities offered include arts and crafts, mobility exercises, community outings, and sensory-focused one-on-one interactions organized by Resident Enrichment Coordinator Nicole White, certified by the National Council of Certified Dementia Practitioners, who was the chief executive of the program. For our meals, we give them a warm towel with lavender or eucalyptus before they eat, not necessarily to wash their hands, but to enhance their sensory experience, Regional Director of Assisted Living Janelle Johnson said. Everything on the table has been chosen to help increase appetite. A common challenge for those with Alzheimer's and dementia is a reduced ability to taste, feel, or even recognize hunger, and this small ritual helps engage their senses before a meal. Johnson said that all of their staff working at Elements will be certified through NCCDP from caregivers to any servers that work back here. Elements charges $5,900 a month, which includes weekly housekeeping, laundry transportation, and social activities, with $3,000 of services included in that cost. The maximum a resident would pay is $6,700 a month if they require advanced care. It is unlikely that a resident would experience the additional $800 enhanced care fee in the beginning, Cohen said. Anytime you care exceeds the $3,000 built in, the additional fee will be added monthly. For more information about Elements, visit SedonaWinds.com/OW or call 928-496-654. And that is the end of the article. You're tuned to Sun Sounds of Arizona, and you're listening to Northland Views. Pecan and Wine Fest to Pour March 15th and 16th by staff reporter March 12, 2025. The highly anticipated Camp Verde Pecan and Wine Festival is back on Saturday and Sunday, March 15th and 16th, promising 2 days of wine tastings, music, food, a beer garden, and an array of unique vendors. This free event, hosted by Camp Verde Parks and Recreation, will take place at the Community Center Field at 75 East Holloman Street in downtown Camp Verde. The event will run from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Saturday and 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. This year's festival features 15 Arizona wineries in partnership with the Verde Valley Wine Consortium, offering a wide selection of tastings, wine by the glass, and bottles to take home. Wine tasting tickets are available for $20 in advance at visitcampverde.com/events or on-site for $25 during the festival. Tickets are valid for either Saturday or Sunday. With over 100 vendors, festival goers can browse a diverse selection of food, crafts, jewelry, home decor, and specialty items. The food truck lineup will offer a variety of cuisines, including Mexican, American, Southern, and Polish dishes. Guests can also enjoy sweet and savory treats such as mini donuts, roasted nuts, cheese, pecan desserts, kettle corn, and more. The Roots Music Hall of Festival Fame Review will be bringing in talented musicians all weekend long. On Saturday, March 15th, S.E. Willis will perform at 11 p.m., followed by Sir Harrison Begay at 2 p.m. The Scott O'Neill Band will play at 3 p.m. and Night Shift at 5 p.m. On Sunday, March 16th, Josh Brickall will take the stage at 11 a.m., followed by Tommy Dukes at 1 p.m. Rounding out the festival beginning at 2:30 p.m. will be the Swamp Poets Duo. The Pecan Pie and Dessert Bake Off will take place on Sunday, March 16th in room 204 with judging beginning at 1 p.m. This year, in addition to traditional pecan pie category, we're introducing a new category for any dessert that includes pecans. Participants are encouraged to pre-register at campverde.sportsites.com/player. Desserts must be delivered to room 204 between 11 a.m. and noon on the day of the event. Winners will receive prizes generously provided by our hometown hero sponsor, Ruby Road Vintage. We look forward to seeing your delicious creations. The town of Camp Verde offers thanks to its platinum sponsors. Only trained service animals are allowed at the events. For event details, contact Camp Verde's Parks and Recreation at 395 South Main Street or call 928-554-0820, extension number 3, or Parks email parks@campverde.az.gov or visit campverde.com/events. And that is the end of the article. Okay. Lau names Asteroid for Poet, Journal Managing Editor Christopher Fox Graham, by Tim Perry, March 6, 2025. Sedona Red Rock Managing Editor and Sedona Poetry Slam founder Christopher Fox Graham has become the second Sedona resident to have a celestial body named after him, with the recent redesignation of Asteroid 1999 AQ23 as 29722 Chris Graham by the International Astronomical Union. For the last several years, Fox has written and read poems at our iHeart Pluto Festival, and he's really gone above and beyond helping out and being part of our program, Lau Observatory historian Kevin Schnidler said. We want to thank him in some unique way, and that's a pretty unique way. One of the neat things about Lau Observatory is that our site has discovered a lot of asteroids, and sometimes we can, for people who have done something special or staff who have been here for a while, our scientists can submit a name to the International Astronomical Union for unnamed asteroids. Christopher Fox Graham, born in 1979, is an American journalist and longtime managing editor of Sedona Red Rock News. He is nationally recognized slam poet who has written and performed multiple poems about Pluto and other space themes, the IAU citation stated. The way it works is that people who observe asteroids measure their positions in the sky, and those positions get reported to a central clearinghouse called the Minor Planet Center, which is a part of the IAU, said Larry Reiserman, PhD, who was Lau's longest-serving astronomer. If I take an exposure tonight at the telescope of some object, and in that exposure there are four or five other moving objects, which is not unusual, I will measure them all relative to their positions in the stars, send them all in. All the ones that are considered new are given what is known as a preliminary designation. Once it is determined well enough, which means it won't get lost and never be seen again, it's given a sequential number. Once it's given the number, the discoverer is allowed to name it. 29722 was discovered by the Lonios Telescope, so the IAU Minor Planet Center has decided that Lau Observatory is the official discoverer. And I have been designated as the person to communicate these terms to the IAU. It's really very moving, Graham said. It's the best thing astronomers can give a non-astronomer. They name things so that they can name something for me. A lot of the astronomers have told me, I don't like poetry, but I like your poetry because it's about something they're interested in. They like the research I put in the poems. Larry Wasserman in particular told me last year, I don't like poetry, but I liked your poem. Kevin Schindler thought it would be since Christopher has been very helpful with the iHeart Pluto Festival, thought it would be a nice thing to name one after him, Christopher, Wasserman said. So he wrote up a citation and provided that to me, and I sent in the proposed name to what is called the Working Group on Small Body Nomenclature, who actually approved the name for IAU. So they approved the name and sent us back a note saying, in effect, that name is approved. And once it's approved, you can tell the name you've named it for. After the festival on February 15th, Adrian Nemoy, New Horizons principal investigator Alan Stern, PhD, and comet hunter David Levy, who co-discovered the Shoemaker-Levy comet, held a book signing in awe. But Stern went to Lau Observatory with some of the staff and volunteers to the Glovale Open Deck Observatory. It was a surprise, Graham said in the asteroid's unveiling. On the way back to the through the parking lot, I was walking with David Levy, David Eicher, who's the editor-in-chief of Astronomy Magazine, Kevin and Representative Justin Wilmuth from District 2. Kevin said, oh, I have a surprise for you. I thought it was something minor, like a t-shirt or something, and he walks over with a piece of paper and shows me my asteroid. I was very thankful and gave all those guys hugs and took a bunch of photos in the dark. It was very impromptu. Wasserman said the naming of the naming process took roughly 1 month, and 29722 was not chosen for any particular reason related to Graham. It was sort of just the next available one on the list. The Lonios telescope has 20,000 asteroids it can name, Wasserman said. I probably have 100 asteroids I can name personally, but I rarely go to the trouble. Schindler's estimated the observatory submits a couple of dozen names for asteroids each year. The first Sedonian to be inscribed among the artists was artist Delmarie Rose Shands, who was honored in 1981 by planetary scientist Schelt J. Boose with the naming of 3058 Delmarie. 2972 Chris Graham has a mildly eccentric orbit, which Graham noted was an appropriate attribute for an asteroid named after a poet, of 0.1238, with 0 being a perfect circle and 1 being a parabolic orbit, and a sidereal orbital period of 1,552 days, and a somewhat atypical orbital inclination of 14.7 degrees. It was originally discovered on January 14, 1999 by the Lau Observatory Near Object Search, which ran from 1993 to 2008 using a 24-inch Schmidt telescope on Anderson Mesa. You could potentially build some sort of colony or base on it, but because there are 1.5 million asteroids in the main asteroid, it's ultimately inconsequential compared to the rest that are larger, Graham said of his asteroid, which is approximately 3 miles across. Its composition has not yet been determined. This asteroid will be as close as it will get to the Earth on May 9, 2025, when it will be 1.349 AU away, Wasserman said. This is about 125.5 million miles away. It will be as bright as it gets, which is about 16th to 17th magnitude, which is relatively faint. At least a 14-inch telescope would be required to resolve 29722. We have done that sometimes, Schindler said, with regard to the possibility of a watch party for named objects. I love to do that with Fox because he has a special interest in astronomy. There's no plan to do it, but I think it's something that would be fun to do. Slam poetry has been around for about 40 years, and so there's an object in the sky that there's going to be for several hundred years until we mine it or something happens to it, maybe indefinitely. That's always going to have my name on it, and anyone who comes across it and wants to know why it's named what it's named, they can see it's for some random guy in Sedona who does slam poetry and works for a newspaper, Graham said. He is currently planning a poem on the asteroid, most likely for next year's festival. I've been tracking it since the day I got it, Graham said. It's just very inspirational to know that the guys who study the stars and the planets and small bodies and celestial objects thought this would be something nice to give me. They gave me something that they work with in the same way I give them something I create through poetry. It's just nice to know that whatever happens to me, there's always going to be something out there. And that is the end of the article. I'm your volunteer reader, Priscilla Corja. This was Northland Views. Join us each weekday for news around the Northland. Thank you for listening.